I am here today with Trevor Ballantyne, class of 2021, and he's going to talk a little about the housing system. Trevor is in South House, I believe, and he is going to share a little bit about how South House acted as an initiation ritual into Dartmouth College. So first off, Trevor, how do you think that your housing system, being in the housing system as a member of South House, served as an initiation ritual into Dartmouth College when you were coming in as a freshman?
Yeah, so came into Dartmouth not knowing that many people, and then pretty much the second I arrived on campus to unpack my bags to move into French down by the river, there was a huge desk set up, several desks with all the houses. Everyone kind of just went to their specific house. I went to South House, like, black shirts, black water bottles. Everyone was, like, jumping up and, like, high-fiving. It was, like, kind of crazy, but at the same time, a nice thing to kind of start your career off, because you kind of, like, right as you get there, you feel like you're in something bigger than yourself and your dorm, which is a little reassuring, especially for kids that don't really know anyone coming in and, like, kind of want to feel something, like, Greek-esque that's not actually, like, affiliation with a fraternity or sorority.
And then did that initiation sort of stop there? Did South House keep doing events or anything like that?
They send me emails, like, pretty much weekly about events, and I think midway through orientation week, they invited everyone from South House to, like, this meet and greet type situation at the house prof's either house or just, like, some place they rented out. I wasn't quite sure. But, like, it was a good way to meet everyone. And then, like, there's a huge book that you sign your name, like, say you were there. Everyone from the house does it. And you can tell it's, like, the foundation of a tradition that's going to go on for a long time. And I mean, like, since the rule is that, like, you can only kind of live on campus with people in your house, it was a good way to start to, like, mingle and get to know other kids that you can, like, start planning out some sort of future, even though, it was orientation week, but you can start to kind of figure out, I don't know, like, any possibilities and options, and it just gives you a little bit of reassurance as to, like, your path going forward.
Great, thanks. And then I just wanted to ask you sort of how your experience coming in as a freshman during orientation week, it sounded like that South House acted as a good sort of initiation to the school. But now as an upperclassman, or just not a freshman, you're a sophomore now, how you sort of view the housing system now and how South House, if South House still sort of acts as a way for you to get to know people better and acts as a way for you to get more involved in the college, or do you feel that it sort of hinders your ability to sort of meet new people and maybe room with new people? What are your thoughts on that?
I think as a freshman, it was a really cool tool just because of the reasons I stated about, like, just integration into the school, and you just have some sort of ritual that you're already doing just right off the bat. But now as a sophomore, I've kind of found my niche in the school and, like, have a good group of friends that aren't all in South House. Luckily, I live off campus, so, like, that didn't really hinder my, like, ability to house with the people I wanted to. But, like, if we didn't luck out and we had to live on campus, it would have posed several problems. I don't love that rule that you have to live with someone in your house, just because, I don't know, I get that it makes sense to start off with, like, a community, but I don't think you have to go throughout your college years with a community that was picked for you. But in hindsight, I do understand the reasoning behind the whole idea of the house system, just to give some foundation for younger kids getting to know people, and it did kick me off well. But I think as people go through Dartmouth, and, like, older kids at the beginning of the system, pretty much from what I've heard, like, just don't like it off the bat. But I don't know. I mean, I get it, but at the same time, I think the older you get, the less involved and the less like attached you are going to be to your house and to the system overall.
Cool. Thank you. And then finally, it sounds like sort of South House acted as a good way for you to get involved in the college at the beginning, but now it sort of maybe hinders you from meeting or rooming with the people that you want to room with, or even living on campus. It sounds like it's almost an incentive to live off campus. do you feel any differently about Dartmouth? Do you wish that the housing system wasn't a thing, or are you sort of still grateful for your initial experience?
I'm grateful for my initial experience, but I do wish that the housing system wasn't so set in stone in terms of who you have to room with. I know there's loopholes to get out of, like, you can switch houses to room with someone you want to, but that's like a long, tedious process, and for the most part, kids just don't really want to go through with that, and they'd rather just find someone in their house because it's easier. I think Dartmouth's got to, like, be a little more lax in terms of just starting a new tradition off the bat and trying to make it work and, like, almost forcing it. So, I mean, it doesn't change my perspective on Dartmouth. I just think that the whole system was a little more relaxed, and it was, the housing situation was a little more flexible in terms of who you want to room with. It would make the student body as a whole a little more forgiving about the system as a whole.
Awesome. Thank you for your time, Trevor. Again, this was Trevor Ballantyne, class of 2021, part of South House on campus, and he spoke today about South House and the housing system as an initiation ritual into the school and his thoughts and opinions on it now, post-orientation and post-freshman year. Thanks.